This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Good morning, Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings and District. This morning, Ron Wilkins, your president, has the pleasure of talking with Linda Bainbridge from the Knowledge Bank in Hastings. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Ron.
Linda, what is Knowledge Bank? Can you explain what Knowledge Bank is all about?
Sure. I'm hoping most of you have heard about the Knowledge Bank by now. So Knowledge Bank is a digital archive. And so what we do is we preserve the history of Hawke's Bay. So all you people who have shoeboxes or boxes in the shed or the attic or whatever, full of all your family history that you don't know what to do with, Knowledge Bank is the place to bring it. So we take your history from that you've gathered over the years and we digitise it. So that means we capture it all with cameras, we transcribe it, so we type it all out, and then make it freely available on our website, which is knowledgebank.org.nz, so knowledgebank.org.nz. And there you can go and have a look at your history and everybody else's as well.
So just to touch on that, listeners, I had the privilege of Knowledge Bank coming to my residence, and we had a chit-chat and about where I was born and from 14 children and where I was placed, etc. So, yes, it's well worth doing and it's now in the archives. So thank you, Linda, for that interview a couple of years ago. And sadly, she was organising an interview with my 96-year-old brother, but sadly he passed away before Linda and the team had time to capture his history, which was better than mine because he was older than me. So who started Knowledge Bank?
So Knowledge Bank was started by James Morgan back in 2011. Now he decided that Hastings, or Hawke's Bay, I should say, needed a dedicated archive. He used to be the editor of the Hawke's Bay Herald Tribune, and he collected a whole lot of history while he was at the Tribune, and when the new editor came in, they thought, oh, we don't need that, and they threw the whole lot out. So he felt that there was a need, because there was so many people, like I'd said, with shoeboxes of history under their bed or in their attic, that it was just sitting there. And especially for younger people, they actually don't have that family connection until such time as that person is no longer there. And it becomes really important to them. And if they've thrown it all out 20 years earlier, they're actually really desperate to find out who their grandparents were, who their great-grandparents were, where they actually came from, and why did we end up in Hawke's Bay. It's quite interesting too, because we have a lot of people come in researching their house, and we can actually help them do that. Particularly, we had someone that was researching their house the other day, and they wanted to know, because it was moved from the centre of town out to Havelock, and why did that happen, etc. So it's all very, very interesting. So,
good one. All right then. How is it structured?
So we have a board of trustees. There's seven trustees at the moment. We're headed by Cynthia Bowers, who is the ex-deputy mayor of Hastings. And other than that, there's currently myself, the manager, and we've got a newly appointed volunteer coordinator who starts next Monday, and then we have a team of about 80 volunteers. So we have about 50 volunteers who check into the Knowledge Bank on a monthly basis, and then we have about 30 people who work from home. So they're out in the community doing interviews like what came and saw you, Ron,
yes,
and going out and or they're transcribing from home. They're proofreading, uploading things to our website. So these are all skills that we can actually help and teach. So if you have a little bit of computer knowledge, then you actually too can help volunteer at the Knowledge Bank.
Lovely. All right. How is it funded?
So we're funded through the Hastings District Council. Napier City Council give us a donation. Lotteries Commission, we have to apply for funding through there and grants. And then we do a lot of smaller community grants.
So, right. Whereabouts are you located?
So we're at Stonycroft, 901 Amahu Road. We're the big old house on the corner of the expressway and Amahu Road.
And are you open to the public during the week?
We are open. So we are open from 10 till 4, Monday to Friday. So if you'd like to drop us in some of your history to be digitised, organise an interview, or basically come and have a look, that would be great. If you are interested in coming and having a look, we're having our open day on Saturday the 15th of November, and we're open from 10 till 2. There is a $10 cover charge, and that is basically our fundraising component. But within that, we will give you a cup of tea, a chat, and even a piece of cake. Ewan McGregor is doing a tree walk at 11 and 1, and he'll talk about the notable trees in the reserve, Stonycroft Reserve. So if you're interested, please do come along.
Good one. Where do you get all the information from?
So as I said before, we rely on people like yourselves to give us the information. So if you find that we've got any gaps missing in our information, it's usually because you haven't given it to us yet. But we do. We collect just about anything. So photographs and documents, magazines, newspaper articles, anything that you've got lying around pertaining to your family, we're happy to borrow off you and then return to you once we've finished with it. So just remember that you're not actually giving your history away. We're just borrowing it and then returning it to you after we have digitised it.
Right. So listeners out there, there you've heard from Linda. So feel free to either phone her or call in now that we know that they're open between 10 and 4, because I tell you what, it is a likeable and exciting story to go through when they do the interview, because it makes you think, and then you then explained it. Can they update that at any time where they might
Absolutely.
Have thought they missed something out?
Absolutely. So it's actually really important. So the Knowledge Bank is actually... We are very far-reaching. We have Mark von Dattelson had a family item returned to him through an auction house in London. Well, he purchased it, but a few years ago. We've had people ring up and or comment and email and say, hey, they'd forgotten what their grandparents' voices sounded like. And to be able to reunite them with those feelings is actually a wonderful thing. I think there was a person that had passed away and they'd done an interview with us and talked about their life history and growing up in Hawke's Bay. And then at their funeral, they actually played that recording. And so it was actually them themselves talking about their life story. And it's stuff like that that gives me warm fuzzies, that makes it so important and reassures me that we're doing all of this for the right reasons.
So you've touched a good point there then. So because the funeral directors would know that they could access that from you?
Absolutely, absolutely. So everything on our website is downloadable. If we put something online of yours, you can then tell any family member or friend around the world to go and visit our website, they can download it and get a copy of it. So why would you not do that?
Right. Yeah, just you know, funerals that I've been to and that, and they've had up on the screen while they were waiting for you to come in and settle down. That would have been given by the family, but this is something similar to what you would have in your archives that, for example, what I've spoke to and was recorded on there, that would be there. So my family then could draw upon that which would cut their spade work down a lot to
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
All right. Can anyone volunteer? And as you opened up earlier on, you said you have something like 80 volunteers at the moment. So is it a area that anyone can come along at any time? They won't be turned away? Or?
No, absolutely. So anyone can volunteer for the Knowledge Bank. So what we try to do is tailor your skills to what we need. So if you are... Say, for instance, if you've done marketing, we'll get you to help with the marketing. If you've done accounting, we might get you to help with that. If you can type, that's one of the skills that we really do need. If you can't really use a computer, we've got cups of tea that need to be made, and we've got cleaning that needs to be done. But one of the biggest things that people can help with is actually spreading word of mouth and telling other people about the Knowledge Bank, because believe it or not, there's actually a lot of people out there that haven't heard about us. And, you know, we get so many people or family members where their loved ones have departed, what, and they throw all their rubbish out, all their treasures. Because as I explained before, the younger people don't realise what the treasures they have until they want them. And I'm probably going about saying this all the wrong way. But, yeah, a lot of people don't realise how important their family history is till later. So when people are cleaning out estates, we encourage them to actually bring stuff to us. If they don't want it, we're very happy to go through it and then dispose of it as you would need. So one of the things that we do is we collect invoices. So it's quite interesting to look at the price of building a house, for instance, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. We've actually got books there from Robert Holt that actually you can actually look through and look at all the stuff that was actually brought or purchased to build this particular house at a certain address. And it's absolutely fascinating. So, you know, everything is important. Don't think that your life is insignificant, because you are special in some way. So another thing I always say to people, you know, I've just been a stay-at-home mum, I haven't really contributed. You think about how your great-grandmother did the washing to how the washing is done today. So that is a huge shift from going down the river and doing the scrubbing the boards to just throwing it in the machine today. I have so many people talk about getting to school, you know. Kids today, if it looks like rain, they have to be driven. Where people used to go on horseback and zip lines and things like that. It's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, and as you will recall, when I spoke, I said there that we lived at the end of Norton Road, which was a metal road, and coming from a big family, we just had no shoes or socks, just no underpants or singlets, just a khaki shirt and a khaki short. If it rained, our parents never sent us, because we would have been drenched by the time we got to Parkvale School, because it was 2.5 miles in those days from where we lived to Parkvale School. So I can see how important it is. Now, the other thing that's just come across to me now was when I did my interview with you, I think it was just all talk, but no photographs. So you're saying now that, like, I've got a photo of me because we couldn't afford togs. My older sister had black bloomers. So summertime came, she gave me her black bloomers to wear when I was 9 years of age, jumping into the swimming pool. So I've got a photo of me standing there in these bloody black bloomers. So,
absolutely.
You know.
So that's the thing, anything like that that you've got that can add value to your interview, then that's perfect. We've got an interview, I can't think of what the person's name is, but he describes how they brought this old T model, T Ford, and how him and three of his mates used to go everywhere in Havelock North in it. And here's a picture of on our website with the three boys sitting outside the car. Just adds so much value to the interview.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, because, you know, I've done the history of me from when I joined the police in 61. to getting a good conduct medal at 14 and 21 and 28 years service, going through the rank structure, and I've mounted that on a book. So, you know, these are things there that one could share and put on, add to my interview with the Knowledge Bank before passing it on to my younger daughter and the family. All right, dear, can you just add anything else that you feel relevant that our members should know? So one thing that I'm thinking of, and when we invite you in 226 to come in and talk to our members, you obviously have brochures.
We sure do. So we have plenty of brochures available. So we've got one that tells about the Knowledge Bank and what we do. So I will be bringing those along. Yep. And also about volunteering, because it spells out the different jobs and the roles, etc. So if you ever want to call into the Knowledge Bank and have a look, you're welcome to come in and pick up one of those.
Nice.
The other one that we have is about donating, because as we discussed before, we get all our money from funding. So if there is something that you like, particularly like about the Knowledge Bank, or say, for instance, if you're able to give us a donation for the work that we've done around your collection or your interview, that would be greatly appreciated as well.
Right. So that Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings, so you've heard it there now from Linda. And, of course, Linda and I will be talking about next year when she will come over to Havelock North at Jewett House or the Baptist Church in Hastings. So, look, Linda, thank you for coming and sharing all about the Knowledge Bank. I'm sure now that you could get a few phone calls from people there wishing to spread their knowledge on their family life, etc. So on behalf of Radio Hawke's Bay and Grey Power Hastings, thank you for coming along. Listeners, it will be on air between 10 and 10.30 for the next four Wednesdays. Thank you.
Thank you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.